Then a pushar is a fingish.
In Gaman that's divorced. He was married already, he's divorced. And he had kids already. Is there an Indian to get married to a wife that won't be able to have kids?
If he has what?
He had kids already with his wife and he's divorced.
He's divorced, no.
Is there an Indian to get married to someone that he won't be able to have kids with?
There's three reasons a person must have a wife. First of all, Peva Ribya, Lera Batanach Yotcha, and the Huri Avera. So the person, Ratzchil, of course, we want him, he should have children, Peva Ribya. If he became Peva Ribya, he's Chayvat Lera Batanach Yotcha. If he doesn't find anybody, Lera Batanach Yotcha, you take somebody at least, he should have, he shouldn't have a Huri Avera.
By Zivik Shaini, are we also Machbid on Shem Kala V'Chamisa?
We are not Machbid on Zivik Shaini V'Kala V'Chamisa. Because only when the first shidduch is from Mazel, it's got to do with kind of the second shidduch of the Fimaisov. So we don't look so much on the
you see, you're showing me that there's an Indian to wear a chayfis from a tzaddik. What's if
they bring it from the Chsem Sefer and Breishis brings from a medrash, if he's an Indian, a bush of a tzaddik to have it.
What's if someone gives a chayfis to a tzaddik, and the tzaddik picks it up? And he gives it right back to the person. Is there also an Indian to wear it?
I can't tell you the, if he just picks it up. Maybe something it is, but we're talking about the Rebush of a Tzaddik, which is from which we've got a Makor from the. It's Abgodim and Chamuda, it's something very true. There's some sefer there. And the Abgodim of a Tzaddik, which he wears, is an Indian.
Someone that lives in Chitz Luritz, and he really wants to come to Chitz Yisroel, to live in Chitz Yisroel. But his wife doesn't really want to come because most of the family lives in Chitz Luritz. Should he force his wife to live in to come to Eretz Yisroel?
Well, Meika Adin with the Gemara, he can force his wife to come to Eretz Yisroel. Today, since it's not a shayla b'kal, how far if there's a mitzvah, you should be all so much today as it was before. So there's some people, we are not mekoifa. We don't force people to do it to me. He should try to persuade her, but he shouldn't force her. He should have come to a divorce in order that he should be able to go to Eretz Yisroel, and we don't do it today. In times of Chazal, yes. Chai Elokov Tishka.
Someone that's sitting by his shver, by his sida, and by the sida, his shver is also there. His grandfather is also sitting by the sida. And his shver was him, mechabit the bench, ala kas. What does he have to say by benching?
Who's he got in front of him?
He got his shver and his grandfather. Mm-hmm. What does he have to say when he benches? Does he have to say v'shis morichumi balavaisa? Does he have to add v'shis zekaini?
Yeah, should be add both. Yemuchuv to mechabed your shver, yemuchuv to mechabed your zeder. Chai v'adam of both.
Can a wife ask her husband to rather learn in a koyla than learn gemura?
The wife hasn't to mix herself in what he should learn. What he should learn, he doesn't ask his wife.
I want to ask the Rebbe, what's the Indian and the Mala to be Toilim to Chodesh Shomer HaChoymas?
I hear the whole, they made a whole Asifa in America tonight for the Chodesh Shomer HaChoymas. Chodesh Shomer HaChoymas with the Yashid, going to the Oilom. All the Yidin and Chutzlot should have a part in the Livid Atir and Eretz Yisroel, which Chazal say, Vazava Ol Tahitoiv, Ein Tir Gatoz Eretz Yisroel. And with them that you give money also for people to be able to live in Eretz Yisroel, to have their joy to live in Eretz Yisroel, you've got Parnosha, you've got a Sheikhas, you've got a Chelek in the Tir of Eretz Yisroel. It's actually, according to the Ikadin, we say that ani ircho koydmin, but today Eretz Yisroel is like ircho. The children learn in Eretz Yisroel, the gedolim in Eretz Yisroel, people are coming the whole time to Eretz Yisroel. So today, this Eretz Yisroel is called to the same thing as ani ircho. And the Gemara brings gvira leike, shivcha lecholshken. If it would be bad for Yidden in Eretz Yisroel, eventually be for the whole of the world the same thing. And therefore we must keep up strongly the Yishuv in Eretz Yisroel, the Yishuv of Torah in Eretz Yisroel. Eretz Yisroel, those who are the poshim are the worst it can be, the Shiva Amamim in Eretz Yisroel. and on the other hand, the best of the best. And through the Merbel and Nash, people have got a chance to be Machzik, Yidden Torah, to be the Chachomim, also poor people, Yisemim and Mones. I myself, Erev Pesach, they gave me to press a button, and they said to me that here they were dividing, I think, in 9 million, I don't know, a large sum of money, got it with a very mechubadik way, it comes in their Hezbollah bank, you don't need to go round over the doors to get it. And that's what we need. That's what we need to Melchoma. Today we've got a Melchoma with the Poshim every day. We must say that although we say you don't need more than a chumash, the Tanya brings, if a person is ill, you give a lot of money, more than a chumash, for the refuah. We are ill, we've sinned a lot, so we don't know, that din of chumash is only not set for us. In the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shabbat, Ki Begal Adov Azeh Berech Hashem Elekecha. If you give Tzedakah, Hashem Yisboruch helps. If Rashi brings Dov Azeh, when you just talk, you haven't yet given the money, you promise. The words are Lord Berech Hashem Elekecha. Avrocham Hashem Yisboruch, the Briskarov used to say, it's not a check, it's like Mizuman cash. And therefore, everybody come together tonight to try to do his best to help. The money is divided for poor people in Eretz Yisrael, and let us hope, Melech of Yisboruch, the Shchus of Tzedakah, the Shchus of Chesed. We do Chesed, Hashem Yisboruch does with us Chesed, and therefore let us hope there be a big Kiddush Hashem tonight, and be Zerach Yeshua, B'mehav Yameinu, B'korav Amen.